Each summer, the small eastern Bohemian town of Dobruška becomes a home to dozens of people from around the world who come to reconnect with the language and customs of their Czech ancestors. The summer program, organized by Prague's Charles University and supported by the Czech government, offers intensive language courses as well as an insight into Czech culture and the way of life. Tom McEncro visited the program and has this report.
A local fire brigade in Bestvidy, a small village not far from Dobruška, threw a party for the participants of the summer school last Saturday. After brief remarks from the mayor of Dobruška and the local fire chief, things quickly turned into a typical Czech village get-together. A pig was put on the roast, sausages were broiled above the fire, and all was alive with music and chatter. It was clear the locals were proud to be hosting the event and were mixing well with the students, even insisting the guests get on their old fire engine for a ride around the village. Some 65 students came to Dobruška this summer from dozens of countries around the world. At the party on Saturday, I caught up with some of them as they were looking to board one of the trucks.
My name's Gabriel.
Also known as Babička.
Babička, how did you come to that nickname?
Apparently I go to sleep a lot earlier than a lot of other people, so I got called Grandma. Here, come here. Harmony's also from Canada.
Canadian.
And Krista is from America.
You guys also, your parents Czech, or how did you...
My father is Czech.
My husband is Czech, and I'm not at all, and I cannot speak to my mother-in-law, and so I want to be able to talk to her.
What is the sort of main thing you'll remember from this this course, this summer course? If I can ask all three of you,
mm-hmm.
Who wants to start?
For me, I'll remember, well, yeah, of course, the friends and the whole experience, but for me, it's... Now I'm looking at my life at home, and I have so much stuff that I don't need. You know, they live so much more simply here and do things like in a more simple and basic way, which just is totally real and makes sense. And I just think that, like, at home I have just, like, too many things going on to just really enjoy life, and I think that they really just enjoy life here.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. This, as far as this whole course is concerned, the different cultural aspects that we've been able to experience going out just to different cities and seeing different architecture, castles, or all that kind of stuff. Because back in Canada, we don't have the castles and the ruins and all that you are able to experience here, because there's so much more history in this part of the world than North America, so... That's been an awesome experience, for sure.
What's your favorite Czech dish?
That's
a tricky question, because we have been eating too many
Netflix. I just had some sort of honey cake hearing about, but I haven't. Exactly. Yeah, what was it?
It's called medovník.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was amazing. And that was thanks
the
to...
The blueberry thing inside, the one that attacked you.
The blueberry attacked me.
it
had blueberries on the inside, and I bit into it, and the blueberry went, and it went like this.
Yeah, Czech cakes tend to do that.
Yeah, do they?
And it was hot.
But it wasn't just exploding cakes that made a mark on this year's summer school, which also saw the first ever participant from sub-Saharan Africa. Lidi Yabekova, a young journalist from Cameroon, told me about how her mum ended up in Africa.
Because my mom is from Czech Republic, so I'm the only one in my family that doesn't speak Czech. Actually, I understand pretty much, you know, but I never dare speaking because, anyway, this is the way I am. I like to know well the language before starting to speak, so that's why.
What is the story behind your mom ending up in Cameroon?
It's very interesting. Actually, my mom, she's a pediatrician doctor, and she was studying here, and she met a Cameroonian, like my dad, who was studying in Russia, actually. So my dad speaks Russian, and they met, and my mom was, I think, very open-minded at the time, because he was in the 60s, and very a rebel, you know, to the society, and finally they end up together. So it's been like 45 years she lives in Africa now.
Wow.
And she's the... General Consul of Czech Republic. I was really like,
the skills you've got in Czech, do you want to use that, for example, in your job, or once you, I mean, are you just going to use it, you know, to know Czech?
For many reasons. First, I think as a Czech, because I am Czech, and you know, when they say this call, TC Sizinka, I'm like, yes, I'm Czeska. I'm a mixed girl, you know, like my dad is African, so obviously I'm Cameroonian, and I'm Czech, I'm proud of it. I came to Czech Republic, like, I'm coming every 2 years, so I know pretty well the country, you know, and so I'm going to use it first to talk and speak with my family, of course, because it's stupid. When I'm going to visit my cousins, we speak English, but also because my mom, as the Czech consul, she's having people coming, you know, often to Africa, and it would be good to have some other people speaking with them and being able to give her, you know, a hand sometimes. And also, I mean, I'm traveling a lot as a journalist, so I'm traveling all around the world, and we never know.
While festivities are a popular addition to the program, many students told me they took the summer school very seriously and are also frequent travelers to the Czech Republic. Proud of their heritage, they were hoping to improve their Czech and meet fellow compatriots. However, not all of them had a Czech connection. Margaret Supik from Baltimore in the US, for example, was simply really enthusiastic about the language. She's married to a Czech and wants to get to know his family better.
It's thanks to this course, which I joined for the first time 14 years ago, I can now carry on a conversation in Czech. And that, for me, was my goal. I wouldn't say that it was quick, that I was very quick to pick it up. I just was determined to be able to do it.
For several years, Charles University's Vlaďka Koreňová has been in charge of the program. I asked her if she thought the picturesque and historic town of Dobruška was the right place for such a course.
Dobruška is actually very suitable for the students because they are not disturbed very much, and they can concentrate on the education, on the lessons. It's very easy for them to orient.
Exactly.
And it's chosen here because it's a beautiful country. Usually Prague is well known. Everybody has already been there. So to stay here, it's actually more relaxed for the organizers and also for the students.
Do you think the fact that this is far away from the capital, from some distractions, do you think this might mean that it's in a way better or a teaching or more intense, if you know what I mean, in the sense that people really, you know, the people often here probably don't speak English, you know, the locals. Do people really have to try harder or get more into the Czech culture thing?
I think it's better because here Dobruška actually lives with the course as well, which means they know about the students. They are welcoming them on the square. They have the special activities for them. And every time, actually, when they enter the shop, they already know, oh, this is a student from the university, and they are trying to help. They are not using English, which is better for the students. They can practice more of the Czech language. And they are very happy because what they are taught during the lessons in the morning, they can practice later in the afternoon. So it's much better.
Could you tell us how many people take part in the course every year?
Well, every year it's slightly different, but we always have 60 people who are chosen by the government and actually the Czech Compatriots Committee. So 60 stipendists, if I can say that like this. And then we have those who are paying for the course by themselves, and it differs. But this year we had actually five people to pay for the course. So we were altogether 65.
So it's quite large. I mean, considering you do so many things. I understand you travel a lot around the Czech Republic.
Yeah, that's true. Usually in the morning we have the lessons of the Czech language, but also we have some additional lessons like art, drama, music, history, and some other seminars. And then we are trying to show the neighbor of this beautiful country. We are visiting the castles, festivals, and towns, actually, church, and so on.
How long does the course go on for?
Actually, it takes 4 weeks.
When the summer school in Dobruška was founded in 1990, Alena Obskova was put in charge of the project and has remained there ever since. Now she is working as one of the teachers. She told me why the government had established the course back then.
It started back then because a lot of Czech expats lived around the area of the Chernobyl disaster in Czech villages in Ukraine. And they asked the then president Václav Havel if they could go back to the land of their forefathers, and the government and president agreed. But it was necessary for them to brush up on their knowledge of Czech, because although still good, it was very outdated. So the first large group of Ukrainian Czechs arrived, with most of them later staying on in the Czech Republic, and a few returning to Ukraine, where they have been keeping up the Czech community there.
Aside from the language skills and possible lasting friendships that the participants would bring back from the course, some are also planning to take back a more material souvenir. Carla is a young Australian from Canberra.
I want to take some hodgetse back, the Czech mustard. That's particularly good. I want to get some Bohemia crystal, the beautiful crystal from the Czech Republic, and just little mementos and souvenirs. As I said, I travel to the Czech Republic every 2-3 years, so lots of opportunity to buy stuff.
The course is drawing to a close this week, but many of the students plan to return next year.